Moody's Investors Service downgraded California's credit rating as the state attempts to solve its massive budget crisis. This is the third time since March that the state's rating has been cut. From San Francisco, Jason Lopez reports.
California has had budget problems before, but says John L. Wood, professor of public policy at the University of California at Berkeley, Democrats and Republicans in the past negotiated what to cut and how much to tax.
That's a traditional deal. Unfortunately, the politics of California have broken down so that Gray Davis was incapable of doing that, and it appears so far Arnold Schwarzenegger is unwilling to do that.
In fact, Governor Schwarzenegger is giving money back. Elwood says the Legislative Analyst's Office of California forecasts that the governor's overturning of the car tax will balloon the state's shortfall next year by $4 billion to $15 billion. That figure looms over the state and calls into question California's ability to pay its bills. But Elwood says that Moody's downgrade isn't a reflection of that projected shortfall as much as it is the inability of politicians to agree on a solution.
The Moody's folks looked at those numbers, looked at the unwillingness of Republicans to raise taxes and the unwillingness of the Democrats to make very deep budget cuts, and are making a projection of political deadlock.
That deadlock already defeated Governor Schwarzenegger's proposal to issue $15 billion in bonds, which would have been a U.S. record. Without another mechanism to raise funds, notes Elwood, California could see drastic cuts next year.
You're talking about almost a 30% reduction in spending. That is huge, and that would sort of cause both a budgetary and certainly a political explosion in the state.
The governor has another way to raise cash. He can try to get court approval to sell $10.7 billion worth of bonds tied to the state's sales tax. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.